Hi, everybody. This is Joe Lample, and welcome to Burpee Home Gardens podcast, How Do I Grow That? Today, it's all about growing strawberries. Cold hardy, easy to grow, thrives in containers and raised beds, and 1,000 times better than any store-bought version, what's not to like? There are two primary types of strawberries. June-bearing puts out one crop per year in late spring or early summer, and the first crop happens the year after it's planted. The standard practice is to pick off any emerging fruit the first year to allow more energy to build a stronger plant and harvest the following year. The second type is everbearing, also known as day-neutral strawberries. They produce a bountiful crop the first season they're planted, starting in early summer, but also produce a second crop, although lighter, in late summer or early fall. When planting strawberries, as usual, choose a sunny location with soil that drains well and generously amended with compost. In addition, strawberries prefer a soil pH that's lower than most other edibles, so get a soil test and follow the instructions for bringing your results in line for optimal conditions. The most common way to plant strawberries is to use dormant bare root plants sold in bunches in early spring. Separate the bunch into single plants, clip off dead or broken roots, and place the plant in the soil so that the roots are spread out and the crown of the plant is level with the soil surface. Backfill the soil, water it in, and you're done. For a really fast start, you can also find individually grown, non-dormant container plants, which you simply transplant to your garden. As for spacing, some strawberry plants send out lots of runners, so depending on the type that you have will determine which of the three commonly used planting techniques works best. The first is called the matted row system. Here, set plants out in rows 18 to 24 inches between plants and 4 feet between rows. This works well for plants with runners since they'll eventually fill in the bare space. The second way is the hill system, where plants are spaced in double rows a foot apart in all directions. If you have more than one double row, allow 4 feet of spacing to the next set of rows. This technique emphasizes the mother plant only. Runners are removed to prevent overcrowding, and this method is ideally suited for varieties that send out few to no runners. And then there's the hybrid way, called the spaced plant system. Here, set plants 2 feet apart in rows with 3 feet between rows. Then allow 4 runners per plant to fill in the space and remove the rest. And whichever method you choose for planting, be sure to mulch the entire bed. That's going to help in a number of ways, plus it will help keep your fruit in good shape as it ripens. As with all crops, strawberries offer many varieties. For a day-neutral selection, try TriStar. I like it for its great flavor and disease resistance, plus it grows in most of the country. And one of my favorite June-bearing choices is Early Glow, for all the same reasons as TriStar, which is to say, if you're going to plant strawberries anyway, it doesn't have to be an either-or decision. Plant some of both types for a simple way to extend the harvest. Strawberry plants are a target for leaf spot diseases, most of which can be successfully managed by cutting and removing infected foliage in midsummer. Keeping the leaves and fruit dry by not watering overhead also helps. As for pests, birds, snails, and slugs are your biggest competitors. Bird netting helps with the birds, and hand removal of the other guys is 100% effective. When it comes to harvesting, strawberries often look ripe before they really are ripe. If in doubt, give a gentle tug to the fruit. If it doesn't separate from the plant, wait another day or two and try it again. For those strawberries you don't eat right away, hold off on washing until right before they're used. And that's also the down and dirty on growing strawberries. So now that you know how to grow that, this is just one of 26 how-to episodes for some of the most common plants in your edible and ornamental garden. You can subscribe to this podcast series on iTunes, and you can also find it at burpeehomegardens.com. Thanks for listening, everybody. This is Joe Lample, and we'll see you back here next time for another Burpee Home Gardens How Do I Grow That podcast.